Hi, it's Andrew Criatta with CBC Daybreak North. This is part two of a special panel discussion on local journalism featuring Neil Godbout, the editor of the Prince George Citizen, Trent Ernst, the editor of the Tumblr Ridge News, and Elaine Meisner, who runs 250news.com. If you missed part one, you can find it by heading to our website, cbc.ca/daybreaknorth, or by looking for CBC Daybreak North in the iTunes store under the podcast section or wherever you get podcasts. Here is part two of our special panel on local journalism. Well, and it seems like some of the interesting new models that are coming out, you see with this, with Canada Land, with the Tyee, is rather than being a general interest publication, these focus on very specific areas. And then they do, like what Trent said, is they get people who are really interested in those stories to pay more money than just a few bucks for that. And that is what supports them. But they're doing it by not going to the press conferences, not covering the general interest news, by covering very specific ways. And I don't know if there's a way for any of these local publications to adapt to that.
Well, but the thing is I look at the Tyee almost as a specific magazine, the same way you would go in Iraq. And that's what's happening online, is that you're having special interest websites being developed, providing a certain bent on news or a certain channel on news. And to me, it's not unlike going to a magazine rack and picking out the magazine that's going to satisfy the interest that you already have. It is difficult to be doing, you know, all things for all people, even online. I mean, and Neil, you'll say that as well. I mean,
absolutely.
You know,
you can't please everyone all the time.
No, you can't. So, and you end up having a few people who know a little bit about a lot of things, but not a lot about anything. And that's where organizations or rather publications and like the Tyee fill those gaps.
John Kay, who wrote in The Walrus about with the post-media layoffs of the Vancouver Sun and the Edmonton and all those papers, as he said, you're seeing a market for high-end journalism, which is like The Walrus and things that are paid for or subsidized in some way. And you're seeing a market for what he would consider low end, the tabloid type things. And what's really being squeezed out is this sort of, it's good journalism, but it's not necessarily high-minded in the same way. It doesn't have patrons in the same way.
See, and I saw that same piece, and I disagree. I mean, because it makes it sound like there are no great working journalists left, whether it's post-media or anywhere else, and that basically if you don't work for the Walrus or that kind of sort of highbrow journalism, that somehow this great work isn't getting done. And I would say that is completely false. Whether the journalists are working in Tumblr Ridge, Prince George, or Edmonton, Vancouver, there's still great work happening. The challenge, of course, is to make it happen under these market conditions.
And the challenge is to make sure that you've got the readers who are getting the message, because there's no point in doing all that great work if nobody's going to be hearing it or reading it, right?
Trent, I'd like to hear from you, because Tumblr Ridge has been the focus of a few national news stories with the coal industry, with temporary foreign workers. So it's not as if without the Tumblr Ridge news, there wouldn't be news about Tumblr Ridge. You see all sorts of outlets from across the country swooping in once in a while. But I'm curious, what do you feel would be lost? What perspective is lost without you, somebody who lives in the community, reporting on the community?
Well, for one thing, I found the reporting around the whole temporary foreign workers to be totally overblown. I mean, it's like I read stories where they were quoting local people are upset about these temporary foreign workers, and the next person who spoke to the issue was somebody out of Vancouver. Like, that doesn't say anything about the local reaction to the temporary foreign workers. That's a union boss out of Vancouver commenting. Whereas at the time, there were, like, the locals, they were making hats and gloves. They were the local seniors club was hand-knitting scarves and toques and mitts for these foreign workers and going there and saying, you know, we know they might not be used to the cold, so here's some gloves. But more than that, you know, Tumblr Ridge, yes, has hit the big news more than most communities' size. But that's only still, you know, once a year, once every couple of years. What happens to the story about who won the Lions duck race? What happens to the story about who won the local hockey tournament? What happens to the story about the local guy who graduated school and, you know, is now off in Lesbos, Greece, helping with the Syrian refugees? these are stories that nobody is going to tell and nobody's going to hear. And yeah, okay, so maybe the interest base is only the, you know, 2 square kilometers of where I'm standing right now. You know, there outside of this 2 square kilometers, there's maybe, you know, 100 people who care what happens with the duck race or with Jamal. But those people need to hear about these issues as well.
And it's a matter, really, of keeping a record of the history of your community.
Yeah.
You know, those things are going to be lost.
Well, that is an interesting one because, I often reference old 250 articles. I love reading the Prince George Citizen archives from 50 years ago, and I know you're digitizing more, so that's a part of it. So assuming, I think all of us in here think that there's an interest in preserving local journalism, I'd like to wrap it by just asking each of you, what should people do if they're interested in doing that? How do they show that support? Because not everybody is an advertiser. So what can the community do, do you think? Neil, let's start with you.
I mean, there's a variety of things they can do. I mean, they can just support their local media outlets by just simply reading. Obviously, I'll make a pitch on the subscription base, but you don't necessarily have to be a subscriber to support The Citizen. I would also argue that in terms of supporting local journalism, it's more than about depending on one outlet. It's actually about supporting all of the outlets and getting a diversity of news from different sources.
And I would just add to that is that, you know, just because somebody is tweeting that, you know, they had a fabulous lunch, that to me is not news. And I, you know, I'm sure that we'd all agree on that. So a little less reliance on what's happening on a Twitter feed and a little bit more reliance and turning to the people that you trust who are going to bring you accurate information.
And Trent?
Yeah, no, I think that as a free paper, you know, we can't depend on our subscribers, but I'd love to see people start to interact with the paper more. I'm in this to create a dialogue. This is me sort of saying, community, this is what a reflection of what you're like. And if you start interacting with the paper, writing stories, writing letters, sharing the articles on Facebook, you know, then at least we know that you're paying attention.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. A lot more we could get into, but I really appreciate all of your time this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
Not a problem.
Pleasure.
And that is Neil Godbout, editor of the Prince George Citizen. Elaine Meisner, she's journalist, and she does run 250news.com. And Trent Erst, editor of the Tumblr Ridge News. Thanks to all of you. And join the discussion, facebook.com/daybreaknorth.